Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay.
I cannot answer that, but I can get that information
okay.
for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
One more question I have, and then I'll open it up. A lot of attention has been paid to the salary of the executive director, Henry Wotasek. It's almost $180,000. Is that something that the board that you are a member of voted on?
Yes, we did.
Is there a reason for such a high salary?
Because of the extent of the corporation itself, the qualifications that are required to be in that position. We did a federal or a search throughout the mm-hmm. country for a gentleman or a CEO or whatever of that organization. And whether or not, even though many of them were very qualified, the qualifications is you had to be very familiar with the horse racing business plus all the requirements of it, the casino or gaming facility, mm-hmm. all the requirements of it. And believe it or not, the people that responded wanted more. They were over the $200,000 mark in order to take that position.
How was that position publicized? Were
yes,
people in the area aware of that and the possible salary?
Yes.
Where was it publicized?
That again, I'll have to get that information for you. That was quite a while ago. That was back in 2016, I believe.
All right. Thank you. No, I would appreciate
that. Yeah, I would, because I know that it was a wide search for such mm-hmm. a position. And again, we try to bring people up from in-house. In other words, if there's a promotion or so, we go to the in-house thing. And I believe Mr. Wotasek was, I'm not going to say in-house because he was our attorney at that time. He became familiar with all the workings of the corporation while he was in that capacity. So, as it was, mm-hmm. that we had elected him to that position.
I see. Thank you. I'll pause now and open it up to questions. Legislator Myers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Beverly, thanks for being here today. I just have one question. You spoke about the background. So you're saying that Mr. Wotasek had a background in the horse racing industry?
We felt he did for the time that he was he was there. At that time, Mr. Kane was our president there.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. How long was Mr. Wotasek there before he was appointed to the top job?
And let's see. That I don't, I'll have to get that for you. I only have the years when he was appointed as president, okay, from 2016 through to present.
Okay, so he was appointed in 2016 up until now, but we don't
know
how.
Up until now, right.
We don't know how long he was there prior to that.
No, I don't, but let's see. If I say the wrong thing.
Do you have any, how long have you been there?
I've been there since 2010.
Okay.
Attorney that was there at that time, I don't know, he may have replaced him back at that time or 2011. That I'm going to have to check. I'd hate to say something that was incorrect. Okay. And in those types of positions, they're always in Albany on something with the Gaming Association. Just checking in anything. He is responsible, by the way. We just started summer concerts 2 years ago that have been just overwhelmingly successful. And it was his idea. There's all these new things that are coming into the corporation, and I have to attribute most of it to him. He's been a very good president to this point.
Okay, I was just more interested in, like you say, that the job was chosen on the experience
Mr. Myers,
in
yes.
in the racing industry, so I was just looking for his background in that racing.
Thank I you. Will make a note of that and make sure you get that information.
That's right.
Thank you, Legislator Myers. Legislator Larigo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning.
There were a lot of questions asked about the FBI subpoena and things like that, and you said that you were unaware of it or unaware of what they're looking for. There's been no board meeting since that happened. Do you know how many employees work for Western Regional OTB?
Approximately 500.
500? As a board member for the past 9 years, do you have any real dealings with the operations on a day-to-day basis?
Not on a day-to-day. What is brought to us before us on that Wednesday and Thursday of the month. We meet twice a month.
Can you give some examples of what might be brought to you at those monthly committee and board meetings?
Well, we have 8 committees, and I'm a member of the personnel. I'm a member of, I'm going to forget because I'm so nervous.
I have to apologize.
Legislative, and I'm chairman of the branch operations committee. Those are the 3 committees I serve on.
And so what types of things do you do on those committees? I mean, you're personnel and legislative, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last one.
Okay,
do you deal with, at the personnel committee, hirings and firings?
Personnel would be, not so much, I don't ever remember firing anybody. Usually, we get a list of those people that leave the facility. If something is brought up, I don't remember in the 9 years actually firing an individual in their corporation.
Are those decisions made by the board, or are they made by the CEO?
Decisions are, depending on the position, decisions are made by the board as far as the position that they are in.
Okay.
Okay. For example, a cook, a waitress, those are lower positions. Those are handled by department heads, but they're brought to our attention.
Sure.
And to the reason that they, you know, were severed. But larger positions, that's our doing.
So larger positions would be things like Mr. Watasik's,
right,
or some other, right, managers. I'm not super familiar with how
it would be
works.
The director, not the directors, but the officers.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, and the reason why I ask is because, you know, we here as a legislative body operate somewhat similarly, I would ascertain. We don't have anything to do with the day-to-day hirings and firings of, you know, any of the 3,500 county employees that,
right,
exist. We're told of certain things. Other things we're told that we're not able to be privy to because they are personnel issues, or there might be union grievance issues and things like that. We do have something to do with, you know, commissioners being approved. That's the one thing that we do have a direct role in, and also approving or disapproving, which never seems to happen, new positions. So in terms of, you know, your intimate knowledge of what's going on with the FBI subpoena, do you feel that you would have more information after next week's meetings?
I'm hoping to, but however, if you have any idea of how the FBI works, usually if they come in for something, you are told not to tell anyone that this is what we're looking for. So no, hopefully we will find out exactly what records they were looking for. That's very important because that would be determined whether it's an individual in our corporation or a corporation that has done business with our corporation.
Right.
Because they, when they have an investigation, they're spanning out all over anything that's connected to the person that they're checking on.
I certainly understand the intricacies of law enforcement and the need for confidentiality sometimes, but I would hope, being a public benefit corporation, if there is information that should be shared, would be shared. I can't ask you to comment on that until that actually happens, until you know the information. I don't know, was this meeting marked in our agendas that we were going to be discussing this today? Because the first I heard about it was when I came out this morning. Did you bring anybody here with you, perhaps an attorney for the OTB or
no,
someone that might be more familiar?
Well, I have Ryan Hasenauer. He's the director of promotions and advertising. But I was told he wouldn't be here, you know, he wouldn't be able to speak, okay? He is in the room. My brother who drove me here.
Would he have, would the gentleman that you brought here, would he have any more intimate knowledge of what's been asked, or do you know why
he may?
Do you know why he was told he wouldn't be able to speak?
I was told by, Mr. Kellen, he said, no, you're the only one that's going to speak before the committee. If we need any additional information, we will notify or Western Region off-track betting.
Gotcha. Mr. Chair, is there a reason why nobody else was?
No. Would you like to, if he can shed some light on some issues, that'd be fine. Certainly. Come sit here. Hit the red button hit the button to activate the microphone when you speak.
Yeah.
When the red light is on, your mic is
gotcha.
Checked.
Yeah.
Everybody can hear me?
That's good.
Close, everybody.
Sure. As far as the FBI investigation, I do not have any knowledge. I have not been subpoenaed. And as Beverly alluded to earlier, you know, we won't really know anything until something, comes out. Anything you read in the papers is basically the extent of what we know right now. I could certainly expound upon some other things that Ms. Mazur already covered in terms of the sweepstakes and some of these other things, but as far as the FBI investigation, that's all that I'm aware of as well.
Was there anything that, as Chairman Hardwick said, that you felt that you could add anything to the conversation for some questions that were asked, or no?
I think Beverly did a great job explaining, you know, in regards to the sweepstakes, you know, in a highly competitive market like we're in, to have those names be publicized and to have the 10 gaming facilities, which are within a two-hour drive of Batavia Downs, have access to that list, that would severely impact the amount of money that is given back to municipalities, including Erie County and the City of Buffalo.
So the position of the OTB is that these names of people who might attend events should be kept confidential?
Yes, it's a privacy issue for our customers.
But aren't they benefiting from taxpayer dollars? You're a public benefit corporation.
Sure.
So shouldn't those names be public?
I think, you know, we've got the comptroller in, like we said, right now, and if there's a legal opinion given, and we've had legal opinions on both sides, you know, if we're compelled to give those names, then as Mr. Witaska said before, publicly we would give those names, but...
Who is the attorney for OTB right now?
Mark Gabriel.
And has he been asked to give an opinion as to this?
I don't believe so, but I'm not sure.
I guess, and maybe I'm wrong, but as a public benefit corporation, would the Attorney General have any sort of, you know, if the Attorney General issued an opinion as to what should be done with these names, and hypothetically, let's say the Attorney General said they should be public, what then would happen?
I think if we were compelled by someone who has jurisdiction over us, and I would certainly think the Attorney General would, then we would be compelled to give the names up, yes.
I mean, I'd be interested to hear, you know, I'm also interested to know why your attorney hasn't been asked to opine on this at this point, considering it is something that has been out there quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I, for one, think that information should be public. I think, we should strive in government, and whether quasi-governmental organizations such as public benefit corporations should be as transparent as possible when you're dealing with the public trust. So hopefully we can get an answer to that. And, you know, the FBI subpoena aside, there should be an answer as to whether or not those names and that information should be made public. And if it should be, I'd like to see it. Thanks.
Sure.
Thank you, Legislator Lurie. Just as a point of information, the schedule of this week's committee meetings did contain this discussion.
That's my apologies for that. I did not see that, so.
That's fine. That's fine. I have been known on occasion not to read everything that's put before me, and it's something that is contagious. I passed it on to my students at Canisius, in fact, that read nothing of what I say. Before we go to Chair Baskin, let me, as long as you're here, I mean, I guess like Legislator Lurigo, I'm a bit skeptical of this whole keeping the names secret thing. I mean, there's a lot of information. I'm sure that various levels of government would like to keep secret. But it is public information, at least under the Freedom of Information Law of the state of New York. And I, too, am wondering why the attorney has not issued an opinion on this. And it's something I think we certainly will be looking for. I understand, you know, your argument about not wanting others to prey on your high rollers. What's the rationale for not telling us what employees have gone to the Bills game at taxpayers' expense?
So just to clear up a small thing, no one's going to the Bills game that isn't the host. The host, there's a ticket for each event, and this is all public. I'm not breaking crazy here. But the host, there's an employee of Batavia Downs, OTB, that is required to be at each event in order to make sure that the guests are comfortable, that nothing happens in the suite. So there is a host and a guest that is in each one.
Do we know who the hosts are?
Yes, we have.
Is that public information?
I have not been asked for that information, so, you know.
Ms. Mazur says that there's a complete list of everybody enters the suite. Do the hosts ever bring members of their family?
From time to time, you're allowed to bring one guest. So sometimes you would bring a family member, yes.
So that list is available. Public employees, as part of their job, are hosting these gatherings at the Bills game. Mm-hmm. Why would we not want to know who they are? Why not share that information?
We haven't been asked directly for the information of which employees were there, as far to my knowledge. But I will tell you that only the employee would be going to a Bills game for some of the lower end concerts or some other things.
Sure. I would like to know which employees have been hosting these and whether they're members of their family have been present. There's a list of everybody that enters these suites. I would ask that information be collected and returned to the county legislature in a timely fashion. Chair Baskin, you have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Mazur, thank you for joining us here today. Just refresh my memory just as on a couple of beginning points here. How long have you been serving as the legislature's appointment?
It was 9 years, August 25th this year.
And how long is your term?
There's no term. There's no term.
Okay.
It is the legislature that can replace me.
Okay. And do you remember the legislator at the time that suggested you as an appointee?
Okay. All I can tell you is the entire 100% of the legislature, all Democrats and all Republicans, voted for me for that position. It was 100% vote for me to fill that. I don't know if it was the resume that I submitted to them. I don't know what else may have transpired for my name to come before the legislature.
Do you, as a representative of the legislature, have conversations with the attorney, things on topics like this as they come up in board meetings? Have you ever personally felt to go maybe above and beyond to get some type of information and report it back to the legislature?
No, I have not. As far as the attorney that's present at all our meetings, board of directors, questions, important questions of what is in front of us, he answers.
And there are minutes from the board meetings that are presented to the legislature?
There are.
And you are confident that you have clear understanding of those meeting minutes as they are presented to the legislature for us to review?
Now, when you say presented to the legislature, does that mean this group, or are you talking about our group?
Well,
they are public records, our minutes.
Correct, but there are board appointees who attend board meetings at the behest of being appointed by the legislature,
right.
And then minutes from those board meetings are often sent to the legislature just for us to have a hard copy document and proof that the meetings did happen. Are you aware that those are sent over? Have you ever come forward and wanted to contribute further comment on board meetings with OTB?
I have never heard of any requests for minutes of our meetings. They are available. We're very happy to send them in. You have to keep in mind that Western Region OTB is under very strict scrutiny, mm-hmm. and always observed by the New York State Gaming Association.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let's see. There's a question here. They have someone who is in-house at the gaming facility that they're constantly checking everything that is going on, right from security to the auditing department to what's on the floor, et cetera, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're always under scrutiny of some type from that particular organization. Promotions, everything that we do in promotions, including the tickets, am I correct? Mm-hmm. Has got to be approved by the New York State Gaming Association. We have to submit to them, being at the beginning of a year, a full sheet of what we're going to do for the year. Okay? They, in turn, look it over. If there's any discrepancies or something they're not happy with, they send it back, and we have to then follow up and answer the questions. Also, keep in mind on these tickets, because I think one news release said that that money should be going to the taxpayers, Patrick. We are required, out of our net profit, that 10% of that net goes to the promotions and advertising of Western Region off-track betting. So in other words, those tickets were purchased through the marketing department. That money can't go to the taxpayers because we had to put 10% into our marketing. So I wanted to clarify that. I think that was, some of the statements that were made are just unbelievable. Like I said, we're very transparent. Anything that is needed and requested, with the exception of the names, by the way.
And
just one more question, Mr. Chair. In the 9 years that you have served as a representative for the legislature, mm-hmm. do you remember how many times you've come before the body to give updates or report any findings or just to kind of let us know how it's going as the representative for the legislature?
There was only one occasion that I know of coming before a committee, or I'm sure it was not the entire legislature. And I tell you honestly, I don't know what that concern. We've been going through a lot of capital improvement projects. I don't know if it was, honestly, I don't know. I'd have to check back on the date and exactly what it was for. But other than the legislature, no. I have not appeared before them. I'm here because I was requested to be here. I'm sorry if I haven't gone to those. I have never otherwise been requested to appear before the legislature, so I have not done that. Basically, that's it.
Thank you, Ms. Mazur. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chair Baskin. Legislator Johnson.
Real quick. Mine is just a simple request. Being a, your appointee of the legislature for that, is there a way that you can send us over those meeting minutes that you've been a part of?
Well, what are we talking about?
All board minutes are on our website.
Okay, thank you.
So just so you're aware. That's the one thing I wanted to
thank
say.
Thank you, Ryan.
So basically for the meeting in July, the meeting in August, let's say, the meeting minutes would not be approved until this September. So they're always like a month or two behind. Yeah. So just so you're aware. Sure.
Thank you, Legislator Johnson.
Thank you, Ryan.
Legislator Dixon.
So can you, you said Henry Wotasek is being paid $180,000 a year, correct?
I believe it's around that amount.
So who are the other top paid people?
Okay, I don't have figures of their salaries here, but the officers are Michael Nolan. He's the chief operating officer. We have Scott Kodowski, who is the vice president of operations. William White, who is the vice president administration. Jackie Leach is the chief financial officer. And that would be the scope of the officers. The rest are department heads, et cetera.
And you don't know what their salaries are?
I would if I just go home and open my file drawer, but I did not bring those
offhand,
with me.
Yeah.
I did not realize they were going to be requested.
No, that's fine. I just was curious if you know who, or if you would know who is who are the top paid people connected to the OTB?
Well, I would say the five that I have given you probably, I would assume, are the top paid.
Is Thurman Thomas, what's his role?
Oh.
Thurman Thomas, if you don't mind. Thurman Thomas is our ambassador, so not necessarily a spokesperson, quote unquote, but just someone who we associate our brand with.
And how much does he make?
I believe his latest contract was around 150, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have it in front of me, but it is published someplace.
Okay. And you don't know what Mike Nolan makes or Jackie or?
Jackie Leach, no.
Leach or Scott.
And again, we see those figures at our meeting. It's not mm-hmm. that we don't know. I wouldn't remember at this point.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Legislator Dixon. Legislator Brusso.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Mazur, for coming here today. I have a little confused on the tickets because you had said that if there were tickets left over, they went to employees. And then I kind of got that there's a host. I get that sure. You're going to have, right? So if that's a host, if I'm hosting, that's part of my compensation. The ticket would be, right, as part of that. If it's a fringe for an employee, you know, like employee recognition, that is something different. What is it, and are they the same people that go without the names? But is it, you know, because I'm the favorite employee, am I the person who gets the ticket all the time? Or how does that work? Do you know that?
Ryan, did you want to answer that?
If you don't mind, I run the ticket program as far as, because I'm the director of marketing over there. So like you just said, you know, they have a host that is going to host the games. The employees, and this is few and far between, just so we're all understanding, and not for any Bills games and almost never for Sabres games. But if you're an employee doing a job well done, if there's a recognition, something happened at the facility and you did a great job, or if it's an employee of the month type situation, then there would be some incentive given for a job well done to go to a concert or to go to some sort of lower level event. So, and they're not, the people who are hosting those events are basically people who are top level managers because they have the ability to know about the facility. When you're in there, you're going to be answering questions. What's going on at the facility? You know, any big promotions coming up? You know, I have an issue with, you know, you guys took crab legs off the menu, anything that might be discussed. You know, the person needs to have knowledge. So we're not necessarily sending the frontline employees as hosts. To be a host, you just need to be probably a higher level employee. And again, if someone's a fan of a certain band and that band is coming to Buffalo, we might reach out to that person and have them do it. It's definitely not the same three people over and over again. It's a wide swath of the folks at Batavia Downs.
Okay, and then the other thing, I serve on a lot of boards, and I am actually president of a couple of them. And there's board members that are engaged, and there are board members that are there for because they've been appointed or, you know, that aren't engaged. With all the talk about, you know, being as frugal as possible and everything like that, what would you consider yourself? Are you one of those board members that is engaged? If you felt there was something wrong, are you willing to stomp your feet, raise your hand, tell the president of the board that
definitely.
You're all wet?
Definitely. And I would say all of the board members would react in the same way if there's something wrong. Okay? And stamp our feet if we're not happy with something that is being done within the facility.
So with all the controversy, would you feel, because you were, and not by us, you know, appointed by us, but would you feel an obligation to come to us and to give us an update on your own? Did you, you know, you had said you've never been asked before, but
right.
we appointed you. Do you feel it's your obligation to do that, to stomp your feet in that meeting, which I applaud you? Okay. But then what do you do with that information after that?
We usually resolve it at the meeting, okay? However, some of the things I'm talking about, stomping our feet or things that come before us, this is, I'm not discussing all these news releases right now, but something very say they're not happy with, we don't have good service in one of our restaurants, okay? And that, we want that. That's what has people coming into us. Reasons for that, then we start stomping our feet. Why? Why aren't the waitresses trained, or why are we short-handed, or something like that? Those are minor things. I don't recall, yes I do. One instance is chairman of Batavia Downs Committee, not Batavia Downs, the Branch Committee, and has come up every year, which I'm still fighting for. One of our branches, they want to sell it, okay? We have five branches within Erie County. Money's generated, or surcharges generated from the branches, and the easy bets are what is distributed to the counties, and a check is sent to the counties every month. I don't want to see this facility closed. Why? Excuse me. It is the closest from the Erie County line south. It's the closest OTV parlor, and then everything goes north. And I just feel that we still should be servicing those customers south. Our unfortunate position with this, normally if we close an OTB parlor, we back it up with what they call an easy bet. It works on the same scenario as almost, and I don't remember, one of the programs that the state runs in the restaurants and that. Easy bets are when we go into a restaurant and set them up with televisions. They do all their getting their tickets and, you know, through a machine. And it's called an easy bet. It's just like going to the track with or the OTB parlors, with the exception that you have four or five televisions in that place that are transmitting or streaming, as they would refer to it, different races throughout the country. Erie County, there's a state law, believe it or not, that you cannot locate an easy bet within 30 miles of a racetrack. We are now in a position where Erie County can't have any easy bets. And they do bring in money, there's no doubt. So I'm trying to hold on to those five branches that we have left to generate surcharges. Branches aren't necessarily making money. This is where the gaming facility comes in that very often are supporting. Basically, in the event that, say, in our case, it would be Hamburg Raceway, if they would agree to allow us to put an easy bet 10 or 20 miles from Hamburg, this is, you know, they would have to give us the okay. We have tried on several occasions, at least three. President there will not give in at all. They don't want anything reflected on their revenue or what's happening at their track. So in the other counties, it's different. Say there's Finger Lakes, and they're under, you know, the same thing. It's a state law. But Finger Lakes works very closely with us. Granted, there are maybe one or two easy bets we want to put closer to them, and they refuse. But within, we have easy bets within the 30 miles. Erie County, we can't do anything. And again, that all generates money that is turned back to the counties and the two cities. I don't know, Brian, that's not your department, but if you have anything to add to that.
In terms of the state law, it's required that if any easy bet is to be put in within 30 miles of any racetrack, we have to get permission, and it's actually been more than three times we've been denied trying to put easy bets all across Erie County. And, you know, the more places that we have easy bets in these bars and restaurants, the more revenue is generated, and therefore more surcharge and money for the County of Erie and the City of Buffalo.
And that. What I was saying, when I stomped my feet, I literally stomped my feet the last time this came up. It's a beautiful piece of property. We own it. It's not one that we lease. That an offer has come up on that property, the building, et cetera. And I said, no, can't do this. We only have five OTBs left. This one gets closed. Now all of a sudden we can't put up an easy bet. You're even going further that area to the next OTB parlor, and I believe it's Clinton, that is the closest. That's my one big thing as chairman of that board. that I'm trying to hold on to. And that's been going on for 3 years now. And there are people seeking to buy their piece of property. Is there anything else on that?
Thanks,
good.
Thank you, Legislator Brusso. Anyone else? Anyone else? Bev Ryan, thank you for being here today. If I could just go through a list of things that I've requested or other members have requested, and if, you know, if possible, if you could get them to us, say, in a week so we can clock in your responses. I think the most important thing, we're looking for a legal opinion on the why the Freedom of Information Law doesn't apply here to the people who receive the tickets. Along the line of the tickets, I would like a list of the hosts to these events and any of their family members who are attending with them. And then also a description of how you advertised for your CEO, where the advertisements were, the notice that went out, as well as a general description of how you advertised for positions in general. Do you think that's possible to get those things back in a week?
I will certainly go back and try. I know that you know, we'll be seeing hopefully our corporate attorney here in the next couple of days, and you know, we'll go from there.
I mean, obviously you sense a bit of skepticism here, maybe
sure.
Even suspicion about the whole Freedom of Information Law.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on TV, but you know,
right.
It just had a lot of dealings with the Freedom of Information Law, and I just I'm not sure I get it, but I could be wrong. But thank you if you could provide that opinion. And again, thank you both for being here, opening up your schedule to be here, and thank you for your service. There being no further action pending before us, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Legislator Lurigo, seconded by Legislator Myers. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I thought so. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.